This first one, basically, I just want to show you how Visual Studio Code handles files and folders. So I'm going to go ahead and open Visual Studio Code for you right now. And you can see when you open up that, first of all, it's nice and fast. I absolutely love that. One thing that I've learned about it is that the bar on the side here, I initially thought that there was not going to be a way for me to collapse this. I thought, well, I can switch to these other ones, but I can't get rid of it entirely. In fact, I can just click on one of these more than one time, and that makes it go away, or I can grab it by the edge and collapse it. And now I have more horizontal space, which is especially nice when I use the Control Plus and zoom in on my editor, and I want to show it to you guys on the screen. So I'm going to go ahead and zoom in there. But you'll see that when we go to File, we've got New File and Open File. We've got Open Folder. And so we've got this concept of files and folders, but you don't really see anything in here around projects. And that's because unlike Visual Studio and typical Visual Studio projects, we mostly work around the concept of files and then folders. And a folder is analogous to a project, right? It's just a collection of files. If you want to, the advantage of an old project was to say, well, I have a folder with a bunch of things in it, but I may or may not want all of the things in it to be in my project. And so we had this strong type, sometimes when you were using C#, a CS proj or a JS proj file, and that defined all the files that were in it. Well, now, usually you can just keep those files out of your folder, or there are ways of excluding files from your folders by using some config files if and when that should happen. But it's nice and more lightweight to not have to worry about actual projects and whether you should check them in or out of source control or not. You just have a folder, and all the files in it are part of it. So let's go ahead and look at a new file. I can create a new file. I can go ahead and start typing in this. I can say, hello world. And I instantly noticed down here on the right that Visual Studio doesn't know how to detect this file, how to determine what kind of file this is. So it's just going to call it a plain text file. But if I do something in here, like if I say var x equals 3 and I say alert hi, it's still recognizing this as plain text. But now let's go ahead and file, save as, and I'll go ahead and save this in a junk folder on my machine. And I'm going to, inside that junk folder, I'm going to create myself a folder called junk project. And inside there, I'll call this just file one is fine. But I'm going to call it file1.js. Save that. And now Visual Studio is recognizing that as a JavaScript file because we've given it that last name. There's some more heuristics around how it determines what the files are, but of course it's very easy to determine what the file is based on its last name. Now let's go ahead and close that project, or rather this folder, and open it again and show you the difference between opening files and opening it as a folder. So I go to File and let's just exit all the way out of Visual Studio Code. Open that once more. Now I have the option of saying File, I want to open a file and just go into, I put that in here under Junk Project. I could just open File 1, but that would just be opening that one file and it wouldn't necessarily give me the ability to create other files in the same folder or anything like that. So I'm going to cancel that and say, no, I want to open this somewhat as a project. So I'm going to go back to C temp junk. Let's find that junk project, and let's just select this folder. Now I've opened it not just as an individual file, but I've opened this entire project folder. In fact, you can see right now that I don't even have a file open. I just have a folder open. And that folder contains a file called file1.js, and now I can just simply click on that, and it opens it up. I can also go hover over this project, and I can add another file, like file2.js. And now I'm working with file 1 and file 2. So there's some pretty good handling around files and folders. I don't want to get into that too much right now. The only other little thing that I want to show you about code is when you're working from the command line a lot, which you oftentimes might be if you're using Visual Studio Code, because Visual Studio Code is sort of the editor for lightweight coding and lightweight projects. And so if you're working with Node or anything light like that, then there's a good chance that you are also working on the command line. So let's go to the command line. I'm just going to hit Win3 because it's the third icon on my taskbar. My command line of choice is Commander, and it's kind of wrapping PowerShell. And inside here, I always start off in my code folder. I have a PowerShell profile that starts me right off in my code folder. And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to cd into temp junk, and then you'll notice my junk project here. Now, I could cd all the way into my junk project and say, I want to open this junk project in code. Let me just close node down or code down for now. And now I can say code space dot. Now, that dot, as you probably know, is the current directory that you're in. And when you say code and then you give it either a file or a directory, it opens that file or that directory. So code dot is a shortcut for code the folder that I'm currently in. Let's see how that works. So I hit enter and Visual Studio Code is launched, and it's launched in that context. Here's file one, here's file two. I can go ahead and expand that a little bit. So that's really, really handy. Let's close that down and show you how I would code file1.js. FYI, I use tab to auto-complete out to file1.js. I could hit tab again and choose file 2. That's going to open just that one file. But now, once again, I don't have the full folder context here. I just have this one file. And so it says no folder has been opened. I'm really only working with this one file. I do, however, get a shortcut that says you don't have a folder open yet. Do you want to open one? And I can easily jump into that, but that's not what I get right off the bat. Now, I didn't have to actually dive all the way into this. Let me go all the way back out to my root directory. And you can, if you want, get into the habit of simply typing the folder out like this. And again, my tab completion works. And now I can code that folder right there from the root. And once again, it's going to open up. So I don't know about you, but I use the command line a lot. I use code a lot. And I'm able to bounce in between the two by using this really handy code command. That's the tidbit for this time on Tidbits in Code and Node. Join me next time for another little tiny bit of code.